How many of you have wondered, what does a mayor do? I don't know. I have wondered myself. What does a mayor actually do on a day-to-day basis? If it is not obvious to you, if I have to explain to you what a mayor does, obviously, there is no need for that. Let me share with you a story. 5 years ago, I found out that I live in an area called the Southwest CDC. And the Southwest CDC happened to have a mayor. So I sent an email to the mayor of the Southwest CDC asking a very simple question. What does the mayor of a what does a mayor do relative to what a MP does? I must say that I am very disappointed that after multiple requests and reminders, I never got a reply. It's been 5 years. Sadly, the person whom I sent an email to is also the person I am competing against for Bukit Gombak SMC, Ms. Low.
Some of you may already know if you have been following our social media, but some may not be aware yet. If you already know, please bear with me. I'm referring, of course, to the incident at Bukit Gombak on 4th January this year. Okay. Our PSP team have been in high spirits doing their block visits and wishing residents there a Happy New Year. However, what spoiled the festive mood was an unpleasant encounter. The PSP team were followed by people dressed in white who were later identified as PAP volunteers. They followed the PSP volunteers wherever they go, constantly taking photos and videos. For what purpose? Is it to intimidate our volunteers or the residents they were engaging? We do not know. This is not the first time we had encountered unpleasantness in Bukit Gombak. I personally had encountered a similar incident in November 2024 while conducting house visits in Hillview Estate. We were followed by men in plain clothes and ladies in white. And my conversation with a resident was video recorded. Ms. Low Yen Ling, the MP for Bukit Gombak, did not acknowledge any misbehavior by her party's volunteers, but instead accused a PSP volunteer of slapping a PAP volunteer. Dr. Tan had responded back then that such allegations must be thoroughly investigated by the police in order to ascertain the truth. Ms. Low Yen Ling agreed. It has been more than 3 months since the incident. We understand that the police have finished investigating the issue and the matter is now with the Attorney General's Chambers, or AGC. We would like to call on the government to release the outcome of the investigation. Yeah. Residents of Bukit Gombak and Choa Chu Kang, who are with us tonight, as well as all Singaporeans, do you want to know the truth? Yeah. If the accusation that a PSP member has slapped a PAP volunteer is baseless, do you agree that an apology is due to the poor fella who is falsely accused of assault? Yeah. This is only fair, and it is the standard we expect of our political leaders. Do you agree? Another concern that arises from this incident is, are our political leaders losing touch with what is happening on the ground? Are they relying too much on what their volunteers are telling them without exercising through due care and critical thinking?
Hear you, but they didn't hear you. And the evidence is so clear. Look at the budget. Look at the budget. We had a surplus of $6.4 billion. Now that is significant. They increased the GST from 7% to 9%. And yet they got a $6.4 billion a surplus. That means they are not listening to you. Because if they had listened to you, it would at least stay at 7%. So they did not listen to you. But you must ask yourself why they didn't listen to you. I think you must look at our whole political structure now. Because the people who's manning the political systems are the same kind of people. My time, the people who entered parliament are made up of people, ordinary people, tricycle riders, taxi drivers, doctors like me, trade unionists. We were all there. So there was a big group of people with different ideas. But now, be careful. They are picking men and women from the civil service, from the army. This is dangerous. In medical terms, I call it inbreeding. And when there's inbreeding, let me tell you, my friends, when there's inbreeding, there's no change of idea because everyone is scared. They're frightened. The economic system is closed. So there's no one who tell their leaders that they were wrong.
I've spoken about the declining standards of PAP at the last rally. Today, I will speak about what PSP has to offer to solve the problems faced by Singaporeans. There is a big, very big disconnect between the Singapore of the PAP and the Singapore of the people. Do you want a Singapore to be a paradise for a small group of elites and foreign billionaires?
No!
Who pay low taxes, get to enjoy good class bungalows, play golf at country clubs, and drive around on congestion-free roads in the Bentleys and Lamborghinis, while the elderly and destitute in Singapore sell tissue paper at hawker centres. Do you want that? Do you want a Singapore where Singaporeans have to pay higher and higher GST and other indirect taxes, including the land cost for public housing? Do you want that?
No!
Do you want a Singapore when young Singaporeans have to delay their plans to form a family because they have to wait for a long time for a BTO, which is smaller and smaller in size, but higher and higher in price? Do you want that?
No!
Do you want a Singapore where old Singaporeans have to worry about the lease decay, that the HDB flat they own goes to zero after 99 years? Do you want that? And do you want old Singaporeans having to downgrade to a smaller flat in order to retire? Do you want that?
No.